online today.
A new CIA report that was just released says inhumane tactics were used on high-level detainees. More of the same that we've been talking about for the past year. Obama goes back on his word, sort of. Attorney General Eric Holder decides to prosecute. What does this mean for those who thought they were absolved in the CIA, and what does it mean for the agency itself, and how effective can they be in the near future? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're also going to talk about a couple of other things. Obviously, healthcare is always tantamount on this show because it affects all of us, and there are new angles each and every day, and another town hall meeting to talk about as well. If you get a Social Security check, if you're one of the 50 million plus, you will not get a cost of living increase for the next 2 years. This is the first time that that's happened since 1975. It will hurt those who are trying to pay for their drugs because Medicare, Medicaid, if you look at it, they're going to go up. The costs will go up, so the cost of the prescriptions will go up. And usually with older people, even if you've been healthy your whole life, let's face it, the body starts to break down, and most people are on a couple of different meds. So it will affect many, many, many people. In the meantime, in Afghanistan, the word is there's lots of voter fraud, and it's under a big, fat microscope right now as to whether or not, and we talked about this on the last show, Hamid Karzai is the man, will be the president again, or will it be somebody else like Abdullah Abdullah, who might be the closest? There was a very low voter turnout. There was worries about the Taliban. Some people were killed, yet people did vote. But if the elections were bogus, how does this make the U.S. look? When, for goodness sake, the U.S. was there to make sure things ran smoothly. So when the president comes back from Martha's Vineyard, besides dealing with health care and what happens there, and besides dealing with questions about the CIA and whether or not his administration went back on what he initially said of not pursuing it and moving forward and not going back into the Bush administration, or a slew of other things that are out there for the taking, one of the things that will have to be addressed is the strategy in Afghanistan, because it still remains very unclear to many people who have served in great battles over the course of their lifetime, including the general we now have on the ground, General McChrystal, who will definitely be asking for more troops. It's quite obvious. Barry McCaffrey, the retired Army general who's now an analyst on NBC, had some interesting thoughts that I agree with. Here's what he said when he was asked ultimately about that. It's the whole troop level and what's going to happen there and, you know, ultimately the whole strategy thing that comes down to Obama. Here's what he said.
Well, one thing, Andrea, it's refreshing to hear people like Secretary Bob Gates and Admiral Mike Mullen, the chairman of the JCS, being straightforward in describing the situation there as being dire and getting worse. I don't think there's any question that General Stan McChrystal, the guy on the ground, the operational commander with this giant country, 32 million people, with huge increases in violence, and with some NATO allies that are sort of, weak on forward-leaning operations, is going to need more troops. The president has a legitimate dilemma, though. What is the best strategic outcome for the United States? Does he want to put more people in? Certainly to train the Afghan forces, the answer is yes. So I'm not quite sure how it's going to come out. McChrystal probably hasn't yet formally said what he wants, but there's probably no question he needs more ground combat power.
So here's the thing we keep questioning. What's the end game? What happens to the people in Afghanistan? What do we gain from being in Afghanistan?
Well, I think the mission is to end up with a stable political entity in Afghanistan and won't be a haven for international terrorism and get out of there. And we can't do that until there's an operating state with an economy that works, the agricultural sector, an army, a police force. It sounds to me like a decade's worth. But we have had directly Stan McChrystal say, and Ambassador Eikenberry, we're going to protect the population and not just fight the Pashtuns on the border. So that means U.S. forces embedded in villages and towns until we can build the Afghan army. So the strategy, in theory, is out there on the table. The question is, now will we resource it against the apparent lack of support of the American people for an extended stay in Afghanistan?
Yeah, and what is that extended stay? Are we talking about already 8 years invested, another 8 years or another decade? My goodness, we're talking about 18 years. 18 years, and what do you walk away with when you leave Afghanistan? And we've talked about Afghanistan again and again and again on America Tonight. Many of you have echoed the same sentiments. We want to know, what's the strategy? What's the idea? Remember, this is Obama's baby, where he said while he was running, Iraq was the wrong place to be. I didn't vote for that war. Of course, he wasn't a junior senator then. He was a state senator in Illinois, but he made it a big point. That was his rally cry. I did not say this war was good. I did not vote for Iraq. I will bring everyone back from Iraq. Well, now that's fine, except for everybody is going to Afghanistan. So Afghanistan has now become where Obama says the fight needs to be. So from a political point of view, this needs to be a win in leaving Afghanistan. And because, we know Pakistan, what's bubbling over there as we see it with the Taliban. Remember, originally there was threats. It looked like Islamabad was going down in a very big way. I'm moving on to the outrage of the day. And it's not some of the things. It could be the CIA, because, I mean, here we are rehashing all this stuff. Now the report's released because the ACLU has a lawsuit, so Freedom of Information Act. Now there'll be more things in the news, more specifics about what happened, things we already really, for the most part, know about. And there'll be guys that are going to get thrown under the bus, whether it's a hearing or it goes, sadly, a step further, and some are prosecuted and end up doing jail time. The outrage of the day, it could be that, but it's not, because we've talked about it so much. The outrage of the day is something I thought I misread earlier this morning when I got up early. The Veterans Administration apparently, and how this happened, I don't know, they sent letters to over 1,800 vets about disability benefits for people with ALS, which, of course, is Lou Gehrig's disease. And a small number of them right away contacted the VA saying they got these letters in error. So apparently what's happened is some people were sent a diagnosis or told that they had ALS, and they did not have the disease. In fact, there was one Air Force reservist who got the letter from the department, from the Veterans Affairs Department, right, and was told that she had Lou Gehrig's disease. She went through a ton of tests, painful, expensive tests, and then a week or two later, the VA said the diagnosis was a mistake. But she's not the only one. There were other vets that were mistakenly diagnosed with other things besides ALS. Wait till you hear this twisted story. That's next on America Tonight.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Abracadabra, I'm sure some of these people that have these medical bills from the VA when they were misdiagnosed are none too happy about this. And the VA has certainly been criticized heavily for screwing up when it comes to diagnoses and botching some tests and whatnot. Remember, it was just in June when Congress questioned the botched colonoscopies at centers in Florida, Georgia, and Tennessee that may have exposed 10,000 vets to HIV and other infections. Then there was the debacle in Philadelphia. The VA Medical Center there disclosed that the number of cancer patients getting incorrect radiation doses had risen to 98 vets over a six-year period. Wow. So it's not like one or two screw-ups. That's like giving too much radiation to 98 people in 6 years. I'd say that's pretty high. So now you've got these other people who got these tests for ALS because they thought they were diagnosed with ALS when they were notified of it in the mail and they didn't have it at all. Can you imagine that feeling of walking around thinking that you have this disease when you have no such thing? Because you know what it is. It's that progressive disease that jams on your nerve cells. And it's responsible for controlling voluntary muscles, and it's very sad what people go through as ALS just deteriorates you. And imagine getting that letter in the mail. apparently what could have happened was it was just some kind of a coding error. They've got all these codes for diseases like other hospitals and places do, and it can range from all kinds of different things, so they might have coded something in wrong. But because you think of the veterans, you think of some of them, the current guys, and even some of the older guys and what they've been through, obviously in some cases fragile. You look at the suicide rates. So there was big concern over that maybe some people would commit suicide. And they, what happened in one place, they were overwhelmed with the amount of calls and emails that they got from people who were panicked in Alabama, Florida, Kansas, North Carolina, West Virginia, Wyoming. Imagine the emotional toll, the physical, the financial toll, the hell that would be thrown down on you if you got that diagnosis in the mail. One guy said he opened up the letter and just started crying. It was just so intense. He didn't know how to tell his family. And he told his family. So they went through the range of emotions that you would go through thinking that you got to tell your kids that you're dying or you're going to deteriorate from ALS and you have no such thing. Wow. You can just hear the lawsuits screaming. I mean, you're just screaming for lawsuits. But probably that's not what happens. What happens is the men or the women that were misdiagnosed, they just want to be told they're okay. They also want to be reimbursed for whatever money they might have had to shell out because, as I mentioned, super, super expensive tests. So to me, that is the outrage of the day. And the reason it's the outrage of the day is because of what people invest in the military. I know mistakes can happen, absolutely. No system would be perfect. People operating the system, there's human error, certainly. But why does it keep happening? In the colonoscopy test, the thing in Philadelphia, also then this ALS test and the various things that have happened, just too many mistakes. Then remember, even nothing to do with medical reports, but the fact that so many people's information was compromised in a VA database when somebody left a laptop somewhere, I think that was like a year ago. You know, how much do you have to put these guys through? And if you know anything, you've talked to anyone about, yes, granted, they get a huge discount and it's totally necessary and there are certainly some benefits, but then other things that happen and the wait time, and of course the wait time's huge because otherwise how can they afford it, I guess, so I probably answered my own question. But if you're going to wait and you're going to be there to see doctors and get x-rays and do rehab and do the things you need to do, for goodness sake, they have got to get it straight. That means the people on the other end, whether it's the healthcare people or whoever is writing out these charts and then ultimately working in the staffing section and sending out the bills, etc. I mean, man, you have got to get it right. These are people who sacrifice so much and don't deserve to get shafted that way. I don't know. Tell me if I'm right or I'm right. I don't think anyone's going to disagree. Do you think that the vets get the best possible treatment they could get when they come back to the people are veterans listening to me and you've gone down to the VAs. You could be in your 20s, you could be in your 30s, you could be older than that and served in a past war. And trust me, I've heard many, 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 many stories. I think in some cases it depends on where you are. Some the care is better. It depends on the state and the proximity, which place you're going to, who the doctors are, and then ultimately how they handle you. Everybody knows I'm a big fan of NASA. In fact, we're talking about going to the last launch. We're talking about going to see the last launch, whenever that is. And I can't figure out when it is because next year they're doing it all the way through September. Or maybe the next to the last launch. I haven't been to one in a very, very long time. But at Cape Canaveral, NASA delayed a Tuesday morning liftoff because of the stormy weather. You know, it's all about that weather, baby. Because obviously you're not going to break them through. You're not going to launch a shuttle when you've got bad weather. That's the whole dicey thing. And so Discovery's got seven crew people that are going to be on board. They've got just a 13-day mission. And what they're doing is they're going to stock the International Space Station with food, spare parts, lab gear, research mice, for bone density experiments. You know, people always say, well, why do we pay all that money? What are the bone density experiments? You care when you're older about what that means. So just 13 days, but they're going to have to wait because, once again, Mother Nature rearing her head to deny the early liftoff. Matt, have you ever been to Cape Canaveral, ever seen a launch?
I've been to the Space Museum down there or something like that. What is it?
Uh-huh.
I think it's whatever that is. So I've seen the launch site, but I never saw an actual launch.
Oh, wouldn't it be cool to see a launch?
I don't know. I think it would be all right, but it's one of those things where it's a lot of build up for nothing. I don't know. I don't know.
Did you ever play with rockets when you were a kid? Are you kidding?
Yeah,
you're watching a piece of machinery blast off into space.
I know, but it just seems like it takes forever to happen.
Of course it does.
I can't pay attention for that long. It takes like 3 hours.
Right.
I gotta wheel it out and everything. Come on now.
You bring a book. You can read a book while you're sitting there. You can flirt with the girl next to you.
Because
in the stands,
a lot of girls are coming down to see the space launch, huh? All the girls
I bet
are just
there is.
Out of the NASA space camp.
And they, that you know that she.
I
well,
saw,
I was gonna
I
say.
That, I saw that movie. There's not a lot of good-looking girls.
I was gonna say, you know, normally I would say, well, she'd probably be really smart, but then remember the crazy astronaut with the diaper and the wild drive down from Houston to Florida.
You're trying to protect me from all these crazy young girls.
That's right. So you have to do better research. So maybe I'm not gonna suggest that you do that. I have always wanted to go to Cape Canaveral. I'd love to see a launch. And yes, there is all the delays and everything that you have to go through. I used to cover, when I was a TV reporter, I used to cover Vandenberg Air Force Base. And one of the first things that I learned when I was there, and I guess I don't know why I didn't know this, but Vandenberg was actually going to be one of the sites where they were going to launch a lot of missions from. They were going to, in other words, with people on them, etc. But when the Challenger blew up, they scrapped that, so they decided not to do it. Of course, Titan missiles and other things do come out of Vandenberg Air Force Base, and I was fortunate enough to see, because they were secret, but I was fortunate enough to see some of those, let's just say. I was tipped to a few things, and that was pretty cool, and it is like a puff of smoke in the sky, and you sort of see it, but I just think, wow, I know where that thing's going, or I know what's happening there, and I can imagine what it would be like to see the liftoff of the shuttle. And yes, you'd have to deal with the delays, but that'd be okay. I'd be for it, because once they scrap the shuttle, that's it. You get to see a shuttle maybe at the Smithsonian, but you won't get to see it live. Stay tuned.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
If you'd like to play poker, craps, or roulette at home with casino-style equipment, you need to find a reputable company that you can trust. JustPokerSupplies.com is here to help you find what you need for your at-home casino experience. JustPokerSupplies.com carries the latest professional and custom poker chips, playing cards, craps, and roulette tables, and even custom felt for your new table. Need some help with your game? You will find a large assortment of books and DVDs that will teach you how to dominate the competition. Planning a game room? JustPokerSupplies.com sells Las Vegas-style art, lighting, seating, automatic card shufflers, poker genies, and over 1,500 different products to suit your needs. Whether you want a large game room or just a small one for you and your friends, head on over to JustPokerSupplies.com. That's JustPokerSupplies.com or call 877-255-4616. That's 877-255-4616 today.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
I love you, baby.
I got a really funny story about a guy trying to beat a speeding ticket. How far would you go telling a tale to try to get out of that ticket? A lot of people make things up and they play on the officer because, you know, when they come to the side of the window and they ask you, do you know what you did? Can you tell me why you did whatever you did? And people sometimes say the craziest things, but there's this funny story about a Tennessee guy. I'm going to tell you about that coming up. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. You can shoot me an email. You can do that by hitting the keys to this address, americatonight.net, about anything that we've had on the show, anything you feel like getting off your chest, throw it our way. I was watching the Bill Maher show the other day, and a lot of times he'll have a conservative, maybe an independent, somebody who's extremely liberal. Sometimes he'll have politicians on and actors on. And he had a congresswoman on the panel. He had Jay Leno on the panel. He also had Chuck Todd, who's the chief NBC correspondent, the political guy, the White House guy. And Jeremy Scahill was on, and he wrote a really interesting book about Blackwater. And he's being credited with so much of the information that got out there that now has led to some of the stuff happening with two of the people who came forward and talked about what happened under Eric Prince, and ultimately, will anything become of what happened with Blackwater, some of the things that went under the wire, how they got illegal guns into the country and all that sort of stuff. So in the middle of Bill Maher's show, which he does a panel, many people do panels. The Sunday shows do that, all the cable shows, of course. And he does a panel with, as I said, different types of people. Listen to this one as they really got into it. I think Jeremy Scahill nailed Chuck Todd to the wall.
When, I'm sorry, the U.S. Congress does nothing to stop it, and journalists have done nothing to hold the White House accountable now, Chuck, or under Bush. This has not been an issue, and yet it constitutes more than half of the fighting force in Afghanistan.
And Iraq right now, it's fine. I know. I represent everybody.
Chuck, you called it political catnip to talk about the CIA and Cheney's role in this because it distracts from the important issues. This is a central issue, and you called it cable catnip.
Because how does it, what happens, and what is it going to get turned into? A political food fight where you can't get anything done. Congress would not be able to get prosecutions done. And worse yet, the prosecution that you would want to have, the prosecution
that would get done.
But the prosecution that you would like to see would end up, and if it gets, and you don't get it, and then you find out that it provides some immunity farther along, and you find out you can't try these folks.
But how can Secretary Clinton go to Kenya and say, well, we need to have accountability for past crimes there when we can't hold our own torturers accountable? And Obama says, let's look forward and not backward. You prevent future torture by prosecuting past acts.
All right, so he says the problem is that they need to be prosecuted. Chuck Todd, of course, there is saying that that's not going to happen. And what has happened, of course, is now that there is this special prosecutor that's been appointed, and we know the attorney general has decided that that has to move forward, Eric Holder, and the CIA report comes out of these inhumane tactics on the so-called high-level detainees. I say so-called because they were high-level detainees, but it's such a strange type of jargon to use. They were guys who tried to jack with us. They tried to kill people. I mean, we had people that were dead in the streets. We had buildings that fell in New York City. I mean, let's call it what it is. It was flat-out brutality, like what people have to deal with in war-torn countries, things that we're not familiar with. The shock of our lives on September 11th in 2001. So bottom line is, the upshot of this whole deal is the Obama administration is doing a criminal investigation into how the terror suspects were handled during Bush's war on terrorism. And in some of the new things that were revealed is that interrogators threatened to kill one suspect's kids, and another said, you can watch as we sexually assault your mother. They were just throwing things out there. So now it becomes a question of will there be some people who do get prosecuted, or will it just be some type of a hearing? Because this is political. Absolutely, it's political. And so at the same time, the strangest thing, the president has ordered changes in the future questioning of detainees. That's not so strange, because that part of it's not strange, because that was one of the things that they said they were going to do. They can't, you know, say that Bush screwed up and the people underneath Bush screwed up if they don't change what they said was wrong, that it was terror. So now what's happened is they're bringing in these other agencies besides the CIA under the FBI and supervised by a national security advisor. And what they're doing is they're going to question how the question is when they're questioning terror suspects. It's going to be controlled by the Army Field Manual, so there's very strict rules on tactics. And the White House says it's going to keep its hands off of the professional investigators, rather doing their work, if you believe that. But under that whole new announcement with this special terror unit, supposedly they answer to the White House. So what is the deal? You answer to the White House or hands off because they're going to do the work and just follow the letter of the law by the Army Field Manual? So there's a little bit of confusion, I think, as far as that's concerned anyway. And remember, the president repeatedly said he wants to move forward, not back, when it came to Bush's tactics. I mean, painstakingly, he said that many, many times, was very clear about that. So the White House, once again, is saying, oh, no, this is the Attorney General's baby, not the White House. The prosecution is not up to Bush. I mean, a Bush. Whoops. Not up to Obama. It's up to the Attorney General. He has nothing to do with prosecutions, wants nothing to do with it. So this is a five-year-old report, by the way, that we're talking about. The CIA is what they call Inspector General, that was released because of the court orders, and it describes more specific interrogation techniques that were used. And we come back to the same thing. One detainee was threatened with a gun, a power drill. Another was frightened with a mock execution of another prisoner. Did they go too far? Is this akin to torture? This was right after 9/11, when no information was available on Al-Qaeda. Nobody was getting anything. So the former CIA director, Michael Hayden, who was appointed by Bush in 2006, is saying the prospect of prosecutions for CIA officers is awful. He's saying that career prosecutors have already looked and reviewed and declined to prosecute of the alleged abuses. They don't think there's anything there. Now, Obama has said that the interrogators themselves wouldn't face charges if they followed legal guidelines. But here's the thing. You've got this old report, the CIA Inspector General report, that says they went too far beyond what was authorized by the Justice Department, and memos that since have been withdrawn and discredited. So now you're saying a different thing, that the report is suggesting that they knew what they were doing and they crossed the line. So the report concluded, I mean, this report says it, the CIA used unauthorized, improvised, inhumane practices in questioning these suspects. So this is the biggest amount of information that's been released about the terror suspects, interrogating them overseas, you know, all that other sort of stuff. So now think about this. If the White House is going to continue, are you going to still do the practice called rendition? Remember, it's like the movie Rendition. Did you see that? The whole practice of doing that, of suspects to foreign countries. And, you know, are they, what, going to carefully check to make sure that they're not tortured? You know, how can you know that for sure? So supposedly that's one of the things that, you know, that they're going to look into. They're going to look into that, right? So here's another thing that was released. Al Nazari, the man who was accused of the guy behind the, you know, being behind the Cole bombing, was a guy who was hooded, handcuffed, threatened with an unloaded gun, a power drill. And they threatened his mother, supposedly, and all this other sort of stuff. The interrogator denied it, you know, in one instance. An interrogator choked off an artery of a detainee until he passed out, and then shook him awake. He did it a couple of times. So this is the bottom line. Is it a witch hunt? Is it real? Is it something that needed to happen? Is this investigation valid? Does this weaken? Here's my take on it. How much does it weaken U.S. intelligence? Any of our efforts? How much does it weaken that? I got to say, it's got to be a lot. I mean, think of what these guys have to do in the field. You know, investigators are saying the detention interrogation program is getting them key intelligence. There was one CIA operative who was, interviewed for that report, who said the program stopped the Al-Qaeda plots to attack the U.S. Embassy in Pakistan, to derail trains, to blow up gas stations, to cut the suspension line of a bridge. That's a couple of different things I just told you about there. So how do you gain the intelligence information? What is fair and what is foul? Flip me an email, americatonight.net. In fact, we're going to head to the mail next on ATM.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
All right, we're headed to mail in a second, but first, how far would you go to get out of a speeding ticket? I love this story about the Tennessee guy. So, Scott Gibson said that he was the deputy director of the Central Intelligence Agency, and he'd have to pay his speeding fine, right, at some other time, apparently. He was clocked going, it's so silly, too, he's clocked going 66 in the 55-mile-per-hour zone, right? So he was sent a citation, and he sent back a copy of the citation with a handwritten note saying he wasn't subjected at all to local speed zones, because he was the deputy chief of the CIA. So, of course, they contacted the CIA, and they said he wasn't, and, of course, he had never even been an employee ever, ever, ever. So now this idiot put himself in the worst position possible. He was arrested for criminally impersonating a CIA official, and federal charges are on the plate. Federal and local charges. He would have been fined, they say, like $75. What a dope. He would want to pay the $75 versus making up some story. I guess he didn't think they would check on it. It's crazy. I don't know. Have you ever told any tall tales when you've been pulled over, Matt?
I don't think so. I mean, normally what I do if I get pulled over is I play dumb. I don't, because mm-hmm. they always ask, you know, how fast are you going? Because I just get pulled over for speeding if I do get pulled over. And then I pretty much just lay the whole, I have no idea how fast I was going, because you never want to admit guilt, because then they'll ticket you right there. And I, the last three times I've been pulled over in the last, you know, however, 6-7 years, I have never received a ticket, because they just, I don't know if they don't actually have me on the gun speeding or what it is, but I haven't gotten a ticket the last three times I've been pulled over, and it's mainly, I believe, because I never admit to actually speeding.
But that, maybe that's a good way to do it. I do the same thing that
I've
you
been
do.
I've from different lawyers that if you that you shouldn't admit how fast you were going. And they ask me, do you know what the speed limit is? And I'm like, I don't know. And then you just play dumb, and usually you can get out of it, I guess.
Wow, that's interesting. I never heard that before, but I do this same thing. I mean, I hate that question anyway. Do you know what you did? Do you know why I pulled you over? Do you know how fast you were going?
It's a trick to get you to admit guilt for something that maybe you weren't even doing.
Right. And then also, too, can you tell me why? That's another question sometimes you get asked. Can you tell me what you were doing, where you were going?
Right. I don't answer those questions. You know, I don't, I'm not uncooperative by any means, you know, but I always, as soon as I get pulled over, I always keep my hands on the wheel and everything, roll down my window, make sure they know I'm not trying to do anything stupid or crazy, because I've talked to other people who are cops that they appreciate when you don't, like, suddenly start digging around for your license or anything, because they don't know what you're digging around for.
And
then they can assume maybe you're digging around for a weapon or trying to get rid of anything that you might have. So the best thing to do, from what I've been told, is to just remain calm, keep your hands on the wheel, wait for them to come up. Then they'll ask you for your license. Then you dig for it, give them all your information, and then never admit to anything that you weren't doing, you know, and don't tell them that you were speeding. Don't say, you know, and a lot of people, what they do when you get pulled over is if you're going, you know, 5 miles or 10 miles over the speed limit, let's say you're going 70 and a 60, you'll go, oh, I was going 65. Well, that's dumb. You're already admitting that you're speeding 5 miles over the speed limit.
Sure.
Just say, I don't know how fast I was going. And then
right.
if they choose to give you a ticket, they do.
Right, and if they give you a ticket, you can always fight it in court, but that's useless.
Right.
I mean, especially if they have a radar gun. That's the other thing. If they have a radar gun, then they've recorded it, and that can be a little bit different than the naked eye. So if they pull you over and they don't have a gun, it would probably be easier to not get a ticket versus having a gun.
I think that's what happened the last couple times I've been pulled over is they didn't have me on the radar gun. I know for a fact one time they didn't, because the guy was going the opposite direction of me. And I was only going a couple miles over the speed limit, but I was definitely speeding. But I told them I don't know how fast I was going, because I actually didn't. And I'm not going to sit there and try to, you know, lie and be like, oh, I don't know, I think I was going about this.
Because right.
He told me, he's like, well, I eyeballed you at such and such speed. I'm like, well, that's great. That doesn't hold up in court.
You didn't say that, though.
No, I thought that.
Right, but you just didn't say anything.
I didn't say anything. No, I don't talk back to them or do anything like that. Like I said, I'm cooperative to a point, and I just don't admit any guilt if there's nothing that I'm truly guilty of. If they tell me that they had me speeding on the gun, fine, I'll take my medicine. But unless they tell me that, then I'm going to do my best to get out of a ticket.
Yeah. And I pretty much that's what I do. I don't say anything. I volunteer very little, and I pretty much I think that's what you do. And I have gotten out of things where one time I made a U-turn. It was there's nobody around. It was like a ghost town, and it was a very simple, not dangerous. I didn't think it was dangerous what I did. And the cop was a young cop, and he pulled me over, and he was actually pretty nice. He did take my license, went away, came back, and he said just drive safely. So I've gotten out of tickets as well. I have gotten some tickets, but not many.
You don't drop the "don't you know who I am" line? You're the
no,
worst
although
famous Kate Delaney.
I did have a police officer pull me over one time for gliding through. He called it gliding through a stop sign, and he said, "Aren't you the sports princess?" Because my moniker used to be that when I was doing sports radio. It was just a sort of a tagline that somebody gave me in California. And he was asking me all about sports, but then I ended up still getting a warning. But it was just a warning. I didn't get the ticket, so that was good.
See, yeah. the radio fame helps you.
Right. Ask Mel Gibson about that and what happened to him when he was smashed out of his mind in Malibu and he was pulled over.
It's different when you're acting like an idiot, though. You're usually going to get busted. Just ask Plaxico Burress, you know. You can only get away with so much with your fame.
That's right. Think of the 2 years he didn't think that he was going to be serving, and now he will do the time. Speaking of doing the time, I mean, you know, what's going to happen in this CIA thing that I've been talking about? A lot of you have emailed me, so without further ado, let's go to the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Well, thank you very much. This one from Phil. Phil is listening to us in Vermont. Hey, Kate, this is the first time I've ever written you, and I have to say, initially, I thought you were dead wrong on what you were saying about the CIA. But then as you started to talk a little bit more in a couple of different segments in the show, I realized that you're right. There has to be an area where somehow you can get the people who are what you call high-level detainees to open up and tell you information. You're also right that, and I've seen it, some CIA folks have said on television programs I've watched that you do have to do certain things to get people to tell you what you want, and then others say that that's ridiculous. So there is no true handbook, I think, on the art of interrogating in the first place. All right, this one from Joe. Joe says, thumbs up, it's ridiculous that they're prosecuting or trying to prosecute or investigate this whole situation with the CIA and the detainees. For goodness sakes, nobody was killed, nobody lost a limb, information was gathered, people were kept safe. It's ridiculous. What do they think they're doing to the Central Intelligence Agency? Here's another one from Paul. Paul says, who would want to work for the CIA, Kate? That is the big, bad, burning question. If I worked there, I would be trying to escape this very minute. And that's the thing. Ultimately, how many good minds do you lose at the CIA? Panetta's not dumb. He knows that. That's why now, once again, he's put out another memo. Remember, he did this before, so it has to come out one more time. He knew that the dam was going to burst when this report was made public, and Eric Holder, the Attorney General, said there was going to be some investigations into the interrogations. How far do they go? Does it end up being a hearing? Are salacious details printed all over the place? You know, are certain people brought in to testify and questioned? Does it turn into a full-blown criminal prosecution? And do some people go to jail? Some people that were told that they were okay, and that's the thing. When you work for the Central Intelligence Agency, you take the oath, you have your guidelines, you have the guy in front of you. Ultimately, who do you answer to? Especially when you talk about field agents or interrogators, that's even different than doing the research and actually being there poring over documents and trying to translate. Completely different when you're talking about somebody in the field. You might have a different take on this. If you do, no problem. We like to hear from you. Shoot me an email, americatonight.net.
Is this a business decision or is it personal? Because if it's business, I'll go away happily. But if it's personal, I'll go away. But I won't be happy. It's personal.
If I'm not back in 5 minutes, just wait longer.